you doing?
I'm watching the ball game.
We have to leave here in 10 minutes. We're taking an airplane, you know.
I know, Dad, but the game just went into extra inning.
Are you packed?
Well, not yet, but I'm mentally packed. I know exactly what I'm taking.
Well, how would you like to be physically left behind?
Okay, Dad. Okay. I'll go pack.
I'm leaving for Hillman today. The president of the college, who's been there 53 years, is retiring. And my mom and dad are all excited about it. Uh-huh. I'll be back on Monday. And if you need to call me, I'm staying at the Hyatt Regency. Call me anytime, day or night.
No.
Yeah. I'll call you, okay?
No.
I'll talk to you when I get back. Okay. Goodbye, Audrey.
What are you doing now?
Dad, I just have to make a few more calls.
No, you don't.
Dad, these are my closest friends. I gotta say goodbye to them.
How many?
9.
No. Who are you calling next?
Joanne Newton.
All right, you go up and get your luggage. Bring the luggage down, then you call Joanne Newton. And you say goodbye to her 9 times and tell her to pass it on to the other 8 people on the list, all right?
Okay,
fine. No, get the luggage, get the luggage, get the luggage, get the luggage, get the luggage. What are you doing, dear?
Mommy forgot to pack towels.
We don't need towels.
But how are we going to dry off after we take a bath?
No, the hotel we're going to is a very lovely hotel. They will give us towels.
They will?
Yes. When we arrive, you look in the bathroom. You probably see shampoo there. You look around the room. They have a bowl of fruit there. And because they know you're coming, you'll probably see flowers all over the place.
Daddy, we should live in a hotel.
I will discuss that with your mother. But in the meantime, would you get ready?
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Let's go. Hurry. Yes.
I pulled the car around.
All right. Ooh, don't you look beautiful?
Wow, thank you.
You look like a woman who should be walked around Hillman campus over to Miller's Pond.
And will I be walked by my college sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. And will you rendezvous with him under the maple tree near Delaney Hall?
Of course.
Dad, Mom, come on, what are you guys doing? Right. We have a plane to catch. We don't have time for all that.
I'll meet you under the maple tree.
And please don't bring the children.
On behalf of Captain Stevens and your New York-based crew, we'd like to thank you for flying Eastern Airlines.
Quick, give me a hand.
What's wrong?
My mom and sister are in the lobby. They'll be here any second.
Where do I put this?
Anywhere.
Denise, why did you wait until your mother was in the lobby to start cleaning your room?
I was going to do it this morning, but I overslept. I almost didn't make it to the airport to pick them up.
Excuse me, are you going to do anything about Mr. April?
Got to go. Him. Mom! In here.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Sandra? This is Phyllis. This is my mom.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, my father's giving my brother a tour around campus, and my sisters are with my grandparents.
I hope I get to meet them later.
Oh, you will. So what took you guys so long?
Oh, we were downstairs in the lobby.
I told Mom that we should stay down there a little longer because you probably need the time to clean up your room.
Oh! Good one, sis.
Well, I have to go. Mrs. Huxtable, your daughter is a wonderful young woman.
Thank you.
And her neatness is an inspiration to us all.
How nice.
Mom, I did not tell her to say that.
You know, Denise, when I used to go to school here, my parents would come and visit me. I would clean my room up at the last minute.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I had a special place where I kept all my dirty clothes.
That's not my drawer.
No, but these are your clothes.
Oh, don't feel bad, Denise. Mom found my dirty clothes when she first visited me at Princeton.
That's right, and they were in the drawer, too. So fear not, young lady. This is an inherited trait, as I did the same thing. How are you doing down here?
I'm fine.
I miss you. I miss seeing that face in the house.
I miss you, too.
Denise, don't let it go to your head. She was like this with me, too.
Hey, you guys, I want you to meet the rest of the girls on my floor.
Oh, okay.
Mom?
Huh? Oh, yes, I'm coming. It's just one more thing I wanted to check. Uh-huh!
This is it.
What?
Philosophy 101, 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I didn't know you took philosophy.
Oh, yes. Dr. Harris. And I loved the class. The man gave the most extensive outside reading assignments on campus. And he used to say to everybody, your brain is the most important muscle in your body. And I'm going to whip it into shape.
He sounds tough.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to brag, but I was one of his prize students.
Excuse me. May I help you?
Dr. Harris.
That's correct.
It's me.
Well, I see that. And who are you?
Heathcliff Huxtable, sir.
Ah, yes, Heathcliff Huxtable. You used to sit over here.
Yes, sir, you remember.
Of course I do. You always sat over there. Right behind the basketball player. So I couldn't see you sleeping in class.
Slept in class, Dad?
Well, I sat my eyes closed. I'm thinking with my eyes closed.
While breathing deeply. I take it you're his son?
Yes, sir. Theodore Huxtable. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's mine.
You know, I'd like to hear a little bit more about my dad.
Well, no, I'm sure that Dr. Harris is very busy, so if you don't want...
No. Always have time for a former student, especially one as memorable as your father.
Well, Dad said he loved your class.
Splendid. What else did he say?
Well, he also said that he was your prize student.
The name is Heathcliff Huxtable, right?
Yes, sir.
I guess I could have given you a prize for your tenacity. When you didn't know the answers, you always hung in there. Your father would try to wear me down.
Really? How?
I'd ask him a question, and he'd do everything but answer it. I'd say, Mr. Huxtable, what did Descartes mean when he said, I think, therefore I am? And your father would say, Professor, that's a very interesting question. And I'd say, yes, it is. Would you answer it, please?
But I did learn.
Yes, you did. And by the end of the year, you were my most improved student. And it's good to see you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Harrison. By the way, I think what Descartes meant was that the very nature of thought is a primary proof of existence.
Very good, Mr. Huxtable.
Well, actually, it's Dr. Huxtable.
Doctor?
Yeah.
Of what?
Physician, OBGYN.
You don't say.
Yes.
Young man, your father is living proof that a Hillman education can save anybody.
Well, you know, my mother went here, too.
Really?
I'm married to Claire Hanks.
Claire Hanks. Extraordinary student. Class leader. She married you.
Yes, sir.
How you do that?
Lovely.
Why do you think the president invited us to his house?
Clifford, you've done something wrong.
No, sir.
When you were in school, I always got calls from Dr. Haynes about your shenanigans.
Well, I think today he has invited us over here to ask me to be a part of the ceremony. I think that's why he's called me here.
Number's happy you're not in trouble.
Welcome.
Dr. Haynes, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Please, everybody sit down.
Thank you.
Russell Huxtable, class of 1936. So glad to see you.
Thank you, sir. Do you remember my wife, Anna?
Of course. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Hello, Dr. Haynes.
Claire.
Cliff, how are you, sir?
This is a special treat, and I see you brought the family.
Yes, sir.
Sandra? We're still not pleased about you choosing Princeton over Hillman.
Sorry.
I'm going to Hillman.
Good for you, Ruth. And what are you going to study?
I want to be a writer, a veterinarian, and a senator.
I think if you're going to be all of those things, you'd better enroll in Hillman right now.
Dr. Haynes, I'm really looking forward to today's ceremony.
No, you're not. The only reason you came here was to sing in the choir again.
I will admit I am excited about it.
I am too. I can't wait to hear your lovely voice.
Thank you.
And Cliff,
Yes, sir.
There's something special I'd like for you to do at the ceremony today.
Anything you say, sir.
I would be very honored if at today's event you would act as the master of ceremonies.
I accept, sir. You were saving this as a surprise for me, weren't you?
Yes. Ever since this morning when the man who was supposed to be the master of ceremonies got sick.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable, class of 19... I would ask that the women this afternoon be fair when I introduce the next president of Hillman. I ask that you not become overly exuberant at the point of making yourselves look silly. So, I will introduce a woman that you have known as a fine professor for the last 18 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of Hillman College, Dr. Barbara Bracey.
Thank you, Dr. Huxtable. When I accepted the position of president of this college, I did so for one reason. Because it's Hillman. However, I have not always felt so confident about being here. I take you back to my senior year at Hillman. I had a perfect 4.0 grade average and was applying to graduate school. But I had doubts, a great many doubts, about my ability to compete against the graduates of schools like Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, the University of Chicago, and many of the fabled academic institutions of this nation. I took my concern to Dr. Haynes. He listened to me patiently, and when I had finished, he leaned forward and said to me, "Young lady, an A student at Hillman is an A student anywhere." Therefore, to the question of why, with all of the other opportunities presented to me, I chose to serve as president of Hillman, I simply respond, because it's Hillman.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Hillman College Choir, featuring Claire Hanks, class of 1905.
Seek ye first the kingdom of his love. Make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of his love. Make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need. All he asks is that you heed and be faithful to the very end. When that judgment day has come, don't you want to be the one just to see unto you. All good things
will be added unto you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the man we are here to honor today, our good friend, Dr. Zechariah J. Haynes.
So many times since I've announced my retirement, I've been asked what it is I expect to miss the most. Well, I don't expect to miss anything. You still see me, and I will still see you. I'll be, as you young people are wont to say, hanging around. And if Dr. Bracey gets tired of seeing me and wants to send me home, she should know that my wife doesn't want me hanging around the house either. Now, permit me, if you will, to beg your indulgence for no more than a moment, during which I will identify those topics which I will not address on this, my farewell day. Those topics are social justice. I'm not going to talk about that. Racial harmony. I'll not talk about that. And peace on earth, I will not make mention of that. Now, let me make it lucid that I am eschewing these subjects simply because you Hillman students who have been here for 4 or more years know where I stand on those matters. We need to move on to the future, perhaps 20 or more years, when you students will be twice the age that you are now, excelling in your chosen profession. And you are interrupted by a telephone call from a recent Hillman graduate who wants to meet with you in the hopes that you might share some of your wisdom with him or her, and maybe give him or her a job. I strongly suggest to you now that you not instruct the youngster in the myriad of ways by which he can catch public transportation to come to your office next Tuesday. Get in your car and go to where he is and pick him up. Invite him to partake of a sumptuous meal. Share whatever you have. After all, that splendid young person is a Hillman graduate. And he should never, never, never walk alone.
Things will be added unto you.